And what I like to do now is to go into one particular topic and take the rest of the time for that. A topic which, rightly understood, is a dangerous development, an extremely dangerous development, and which, in all likelihood, will contribute even further to the downfall of the United States of America. As I will show you, America is being led by a president whose mental capacity is highly in doubt. We've all heard about this report which the special investigator, Robert Hur, has just released. But even before the report came out, an article by Daily Beast was written saying this. President Joe Biden on Wednesday made the surprising claim that he have had a conversation with former German Chancellor Helmut Kohl that, given when it was supposedly taking place, could only have happened through a Ouija board. The Democrat said at a New York fundraiser he spoke with former German Chancellor Helmut Kohl, who died in 2017, at a 2021 meeting of G7 leaders in the UK. Biden actually repeated the error at another Manhattan fundraiser later in the day. What makes the slip-up even stranger is that Biden had made a similar mistake while talking about the same G7 gathering on Sunday, speaking at a campaign in Las Vegas. He said, "I sat down at a meeting and said, 'America is back,' Biden said, and Mitterrand from Germany, from France, looked at me and said, you know why, how long are you back for?" Well, Mitterrand died in 1996, a quarter of a century before the GC meeting. But that is just the tip of the iceberg, because I have another article which was published by Daily Mail on February 10. Now, this came out after this report, about which I will talk in a moment. But let me just read this article to you. President Joe Biden continues referring to recent conversations with deceased foreign leaders as he struggles to recall the exact details of previous meetings. But Biden has a history of struggling to remember who is alive and who is deceased. It's not only the time now that Biden has confused the names of world leaders. In 2019, he briefly referred to a conversation about America under the leadership of former President Donald Trump with former British Prime Minister Margaret Thatcher, when he meant to refer to then Prime Minister Theresa May, because Thatcher had already died. During a November 2022 speech, Biden recalled a conversation with a man who invented insulin, even though the man who discovered the drug died in 1941, a year before Biden was born. In September 2022, Biden gave a shout out to deceased Indiana Republican Jackie Walorski, who died in a car crash in August 2022. "Jackie, are you here? Where's Jackie?" Biden said, scanning a crowd of lawmakers at a conference on hunger. "She must not be there." Of course, she wasn't there. She has died. And Biden knew about that, of course. He declared that Russian Vladimir Putin was clearly losing the war in Iraq. Well, the war in Iraq had nothing to do with Putin and ended in 2021. In 2023, he closed out a speech on gun control with a bizarre proclamation, "God save the Queen." Man, even though Queen Elizabeth had died in September of 2022. The following month, Biden claimed to have reached a medical milestone, declaring we ended cancer. As we know it, well, he didn't mean cancer, but he talked about cancer. And in December 2023, he bragged about infrastructure spending, saying it was at over $1,300,000,000,000. I didn't even mention the fact that he recently said that Trump was a sitting president and that he is repeatedly talking about Kamala Harris as the president. Clearly, something is not right with President Biden. And of course, now comes this report regarding the illegal retention of classified documents. The report, according to the New York Post, dated February 8, found that President Biden willfully retained and disclosed classified materials. Special Counsel Robert Hur found in a bombshell report released Thursday. Though Hur recommended against criminal charges, in part because a jury might well view Biden as an elderly man with a poor memory. Now, the report points out that many of those documents were sensitive, highly classified. They were not stored in secure locations, even though Biden lied about it, saying that they were. The report clearly said they were not. And you have seen some of the pictures with this Corvette, and the boxes were right there in the garage, but there were other places. And so Kyrgyz goes through a lot of anecdotes and episodes showing that we are talking about mental decline. That is the only conclusion one can come to when reading the report. He was confused on many points. The report points out he didn't remember when he was vice president. He couldn't even remember when his son, Beau, died. Now, Biden went on the attack and said, how dare they saying this, and my memory is good. And I didn't want to ask, I mean, that was the implication. I didn't want to answer the question regarding my son because I didn't feel like it was none of their business. However, at other occasions, he talked about the concept that Beau died in Iraq, which of course he did not. He died of cancer at home. And so he was confused about these kind of things and not even knowing where his son died is probably as bad as not remembering what year he died. Now, of course, the Democrats went into a mood of spin machine. Kamala Harris was interviewed saying, well, the report by her was uncalled for, was inaccurate, was gratuitous. And you hear the words gratuitous time and again. Oh, this was all gratuitous. It was political maneuver by, mind you, the special investigator of Biden's Justice Department. Now, I wrote some thoughts down, which I'd like to share with you, and I took some of that from comments which were made on television and papers which I read, which I found very good. First of all, let me remind you that Robert Hur, who was a Republican, was appointed by Biden's Attorney General Merrick Garland as special counsel to investigate Biden. In his report, Hur described Biden's conduct as utterly irresponsible, direct quote, the same words Biden used in describing what Trump allegedly did. Hur reports that Biden had sensitive documents at unsecured location, a fact Biden lied about in the press conference as well. As it was pointed out by many observers, if Biden is too senile to stand trial, which the report concludes, because the report says we can't prosecute him because he will not have the kind of impression he can give to the jury that he is responsible for what he did. So if he is too senile to stand trial, then he's clearly too senile to be the president of the United States. On the other hand, the argument advanced by her for not charging Biden is reminiscent of former FBI director and Republican James Comey's decision not to charge Hillary Clinton for admitted wrongdoing and mishandling and destroying classified documents. And that there is an obvious, and I mean an obvious, double standard of the Justice Department vis-a-vis Biden and Trump is beyond dispute. Now, of course, here come the Democrats saying, oh, a huge difference between what Biden did and what Trump did. There's a huge difference. Trump was a president. He was protected under the President's Records Act. Biden was not. He was never the president. Huge difference. Now that's a difference. It's not the difference the Republicans, or rather the Democrats, try to point out. But let me continue. Democrats, such as Kamala Harris, try to put a spin on the report, saying that her comments were gratuitous, inaccurate, inappropriate. But if they were false or unnecessary to make, then there would have been no basis for not prosecuting Biden. Biden's alleged mental disability was a compelling reason in Hearst's alleged mind for not prosecuting him, for not proceeding against him. That only leaves us with two alternatives. Think about it. Either Biden is mentally incompetent and would not be committed and convicted, I should say, for that reason, by a jury. But if that's true, then he must not be allowed to continue as president. Or he is not mentally incompetent, then he must be prosecuted. These are the only two alternatives, none of which the Democrats like too much, none of which Biden likes too much. Now, 76% of Americans have major or moderate concerns about his mental and physical health. That's almost 80%. But if Biden resigns, or given his perceived arrogance, that's the words I have been hearing quite a bit, his perceived arrogance preventing him from resigning voluntarily, and if he was forced to resign, then what would be the next step? Maybe Kamala Harris would be next in line. Even the Democratic Party knows that this would be an absolute nightmare and a catastrophe. The German newspaper Die Welt speculated whether somebody else might not step in to fill the void. I'll tell you in a moment who that somebody else might be. For now, Democrats began to try to put another spin on the matter. It was not because of Biden's incapacity that he will not be prosecuted, but because he cooperated with the FBI, so they say. Now, this is like saying, as one commentator put it, a murderer will not be prosecuted because he cooperated with police after he was arrested by showing how he got disposal of his victim. That is the irrational rationale of those Democrats. And then you might have seen that Mr. Biden responded, but his response was anything but helpful to him. He says, "My memory is fine." After he had just mixed up Mexico's president with the leader of Egypt, and where he said that Mexico's president is in charge of controlling the border between Egypt and the Gaza Strip. Does it sound like somebody whose memory is fine? This article by the New York Post wrote that Biden proclaimed, "I am the most qualified person in this country to be president of the United States." But there was no applause from the White House press corps, some of whose members had wondered if Biden would announce his resignation that night. Of course, you know he didn't do this. As I said earlier, he said that, "How dare they to ask me about my son when he died," but he had said several times that his son died in Iraq, when everyone in the country knows he died of a brain tumor, and Biden started his cancer moonshot program in his memory. Is he making these things up, or is he really incapable of remembering what happened? He couldn't remember the name Hamas. He said, "Well, they over there, And then a journalist said, Hamas. And then he said, yeah, Hamas. He also said, you know, that Israel's response has been over the top. And of course, this has caused all kinds of incredible responses by many different journalists, specifically in Israel. Now, I could go on and on, but one commentator pointed out, one professor of law actually, that if his memory is fine, then there's only two alternatives. If his memory is fine, then he tricked the investigator by pretending it was not. Well, if his memory is not fine, then he shouldn't be, in light of all the things I have talked about today, staying to be the president. But again, what would be the consequence? Let's just assume for a moment that he were to resign, or he would be asked to resign. I found an article this morning about this. I have to find it now. It was by Business Insider, dated February 10. It says, for years, Republicans have attacked Biden for his age and perceived mental acuity. Those critiques only got louder on Thursday after a special counsel report implied he was forgetful. Some Democrats have previously complained about his age, but the party has no alternatives now. With less than a year until Election Day, the Democratic Party has no apparent backup plan if it decides to part with its endorsed candidates. Choosing a candidate to run against or replace Biden would also likely be a tremendously messy process. Without the party, or would the party want to go with the current Vice President Kamala Harris, with California's Governor Gavin Newsom, with Michigan Governor Gretchen Whitmer, or some other dark horse candidate? Who within the party would ultimately make that decision? What happens to all of the Biden campaign's funding? The Democratic Party does not have the luxury of time to figure it out either. The primary election season has already begun across the nation, and it's far too late for many states to add new names to their ballots per local election laws. Super Tuesday, the day when 15 states, roughly a third of the overall delegate count, hold their primaries, is on March 5. Similar to Michigan, which had a cutoff date on December 8, 2023, it's also much too late to add a new candidate to those primary ballots, including California, which boasts just under 500 delegates and had a late December 23 cutoff date. If a replacement to Biden cannot be formally placed on ballots, the only option for the Democratic Party, if it is serious about fielding a different nominee, would be to quickly mobilize a campaign to write that candidate's name on state Democratic primary ballots. But if this write-in campaign isn't implemented before Super Tuesday, there is little chance at all that a formal replacement for Biden will be available on Democratic tickets come November. And then the Daily Mail added on February 9. Democrat insiders say it is now panic time after a blockbuster Justice Department report concluded that Joe Biden has diminished faculties and is an elderly man with a poor memory. Increasingly behind the scenes, a nuclear option is being considered to remove the 81-year-old president as a Democratic nominee at the party's convention in Chicago in August. But according to the article we just read, August would be far too late. It goes on to say, and here comes the bombshell announcement who might be the one replacing Biden. Maybe you have heard about this rumor. That's what Die Welt wrote. That's what this article writes now. Some have floated the idea of a run by a well-known figure like Michelle Obama. Think about that one. Goes on to say, a recent Daily Mail poll found 60% of Americans think Biden should not run again. In an alarming sign for Biden, it found 44% of Democrats thought it was not too late to replace him with another nominee. A Democrat member of Congress told NBC the Justice Department report was a nightmare. and the party was now in a grim situation. And I could go on and on and on. It's not the party which is in a grim situation, it's a country. A country being run by a president who either has limited mental capabilities to do so successfully, or he is fooling everyone by pretending that he doesn't, while he does, but you are the judge when it comes to what we have heard so far. How is this going to play out? I don't know. Trump is absolutely convinced that Biden is going to step down, but the time is running out. How is the Democratic Party going to spin this in order to still get all the delegates necessary for a candidate to become president? So we are looking at really unparalleled times. I don't remember that anything like this has ever happened before in the history of the United States. Maybe you do, I don't. So it shows to me another proof how the downfall of the United States and the reputation it has in the world, it has become inevitable.